Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 86. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 64. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 75. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. One person was pronounced deceased at the scene of a house fire early Sunday morning. The Topeka Fire Department responded to a home around 6:20 a.m. They found smoke and flames coming from a single-story home. Firefighters initiated an aggressive fire attack and quickly extinguished the fire. Officials said during the primary search of the residence, firefighters found one occupant who was pronounced deceased at the scene. Kansas voters will decide on two proposed constitutional amendments later this year during the upcoming midterm elections. One is a constitutional amendment to provide for the direct election of Kansas Supreme Court justices. The other amendment requires individuals to be citizens of the U.S. and be 18 years old, be a resident of the voting area when the resident seeks to vote. I'm Stephanie Austin.
School is out. Summer meals are now called sun meals and are being served in Kansas communities at parks, pools, libraries, churches, and schools. Meals are free to all children 18 and younger with no enrollment need. Find a nearby site by texting the word summer to 914-342-7744 or call 1-866-348-6479. Let's keep Kansas kids powered up for summer fun and academic success. This institution is an equal opportunity provider, sponsored by the Kansas State Department of Education and aired in cooperation with the station.
It's towing season, so that means it's time to come see the experts at Truck Stuff. Whether you're needing a hitch, a gooseneck or bumper pull, a brake controller or airbags to level the ride, we've got you covered. We'll guide you on what suits your vehicle best so that you can have a safe and enjoyable trip. Whether you want to install it yourself or have our professional installers do it here, we thank you for shopping local at Truck Stuff at their corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Federal officials report a Topeka woman has pled guilty to stealing nearly $50,000 of her veteran father's disability benefits. Danielle Thomas with the Department of Justice said that a 53-year-old Topeka woman has pled guilty to one count of misappropriation by fiduciary. A judge sentenced her to serve 5 years of probation. Thomas said that from October 2020 to April 2022, the woman served as fiduciary for her father, who was not able to manage his finances. The woman took funds the Department of Veterans Affairs sent to her father that were part of his disability compensation and misappropriated the cash, which amounted to $49,000. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D., joined Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures to discuss Dr. Fauci's lies to the American people and how he can be brought to justice. The Senate's priorities next week, including the Save America Act. I'm Stephanie Austin.
We know you love the RV lifestyle, whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer. Make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As election seasons are heating up across the state of Nebraska, the Nebraska Democrat Party is pushing back and accusing Republicans and U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts in the state for being behind a lawsuit that's currently pending against the state party. The lawsuit comes at a time for the election where they were forced to find a replacement for former Democratic U.S. Senate nominee Cindy Burbank after dropping out of the race. Or in a statement from the state Democrat leaders, they say, quote, he is no clear Democrat, at least no Democrat that I can relate to, calling William Forbes a dino or a Democrat in name only. The Democrat Party goes on to say that there were ongoing allegations about each of their candidates being a, quote, plant in helping either incumbent Ricketts or nonpartisan U.S. Senate candidate Dan Osborne, with both Ricketts and Osborne having denied any involvement with the Forbes or Burbank incidents. Cindy Burbank did win the primary against William Forbes in the primary this year with an 89-10% difference, now going up against Republican incumbent Pete Ricketts, along with Dan Osborne, the nonpartisan candidate.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday is primary election day in Kansas. A statewide constitutional amendment on the ballot as to whether the current selection for state judges remain or go to justices elected by voters. First District County Commissioner races on the ballot in both Marshall and Washington counties. John Unger challenged by Chris Denner in Marshall County. Scott Zabotrisky challenged by Lee Heenick in Washington County. Primary races will also include contested county committee members, as well as statewide and national candidates. Frankfort residents will decide whether or not to extend for another 4 years a 0.5% sales tax, which is shared with the general fund and capital improvements at Frankfort Community Care Home. That's in addition to a 1% city sales tax with no sunset clause that funds Frankfort street improvements, the city pool, and helps control property taxes. Polling locations, including six each in Marshall and Washington counties, open Tuesday till 7 p.m. And of note, for those who have previously voted at the Marysville American Legion, that location has been changed to Venue Tune for updates on local and state races Tuesday evening, beginning in the 8 o'clock hour on KNDY and a service of the Citizens State Banks. Marshall County Commissioners negotiated salary with recently appointed County Attorney Megan Voracek at last week's meeting, settling on an annual salary of $150,000. She had been paid $103,000 annually when she previously held the post, with an assistant budgeted at $70,000, which led to her ask for $170,000 initially. Voracek plans to be in the Marshall County Courthouse on a nearly full-time basis Monday through Thursdays. With her new role, an open post for contract county attorney will be open, with letters of interest to be submitted to County Councilor Anthony Bruna. Washington County Commissioners continued conversation regarding a countywide ambulance service, meeting with CES Group engineers at last week's meeting, authorizing $9,000 for a preliminary design for living quarters, which were suggested adjacent to the current ambulance station and firehouse in Washington. It was reported the Washington County Airport was recently closed temporarily due to heat buckling a section of concrete runway. Beatrice firefighters responded Sunday evening to the rear of a two-stall garage near 13th and Elk Streets in the alley. The structure was not attached and did not damage nearby houses. Damage estimate and cause not immediately known. Firemen were on the scene for about half an hour, called out shortly after 9 p.m. Marshall County Health Department continues vaccine outreach clinics, including all adult, adolescent, and childhood vaccines, as well as blood pressure checks, no appointment needed, with their final stops Wednesday at the Bremen Fire Station, 11:30 till 12:30, Waterville Community Center from 1 to 2:30, and Blue Rapids Community Center from 3 to 4:30. Lola M. Holly, age 92, of Bremen, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lola Holly. Oscar D. Ferguson, age 57, of Beatrice, who managed the Marysville Tractor Supply store, died July 28th. Private family service was held. They are planning a celebration in his life and legacy at a later date in Marysville, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Oscar Ferguson.
Hear that? That's the sound of summer coming to an end. Between homework, last-minute projects, and busy schedules all coming back, let us help keep your kids connected for learning while giving you the tools needed to keep them safe online. With Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi, you'll have access to parental controls and device scheduling, all backed by an internet connection more reliable than finding both of those shoes before the school bus arrives. Sign up today and get 2 months of worry-free Wi-Fi free, plus free installation. Visit us at bluevalley.net.
Hello, I'm Kristen. After more than 30 years of serving Marshall County, providing strong leadership with results, I'm running for county commissioner. I believe that together we can strengthen agriculture and local business, invest in roads and infrastructure, expand housing opportunities, protect your taxpayer dollars through responsible stewardship, and bring our communities together. Again, I'm Chris Denner, and I'd be honored to earn your vote August 4th so we can build an even stronger Marshall County together.
Paid for by Chris Denner from Marshall County Commission.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting to 25. Showers stay likely throughout Wednesday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s, then showers and thunderstorms possible on a Wednesday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers early on Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s, and more rain may continue into Thursday night, otherwise staying mostly clear with our lows in the mid-60s. A slight chance for some rain early Friday, sunny with our highs in the mid-80s, then scattered showers and thunderstorms continue into Friday night, otherwise staying mostly clear with our lows in the upper 60s. Staying a bit warmer throughout the weekend, some sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s, and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 70s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, then staying clear throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 91, record high on this date, 105. The average low 66, the record low 54. Sunset this evening 8:40, sunrise in the morning 6:27.
The late summer insect chorus is reaching peak volume. We share our reflections on those noisy summer nights from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable. And for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 4th, the 216th day of the year. Musician Louis Armstrong was born on this day, and Billboard magazine introduced the Hot 100 music chart in 1958. Have you ever stopped to take in the variety of insect sounds that make up the late summer soundscape? As they crank up the volume in the evening or before an approaching storm, it's worth taking a moment to appreciate the tapestry of sound. The assortment of chirps, trills, buzzes, and zips made by crickets, grasshoppers, katydids, and cicadas can be truly awe-inspiring. And here's another reason to relish the experience. Most insect songs occupy the upper two octaves of human hearing. By the time most of us are middle-aged, those higher frequencies are lost to our ears. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Chiefs getting ready for their upcoming 2026 football season as they've begun a lot of their training for the offseason, including bringing in their new reigning Super Bowl MVP, Kenneth Walker III, for their new running back for the offseason. Or this past week during the extreme heat, Walker has been settling in with the Kansas City Chiefs, and the team says they're excited to work with him for the year.
Yeah, I thought he looked good today. He's working through everything. Smart kid, very diligent, wants to know everything, and he's talented. And that's kind of a good combination. So it's just a matter of him feeling comfortable with everything.
Today was more of a chill day, you know, acclimation period, getting used to everything. But, you know, I already heard the things about how hard it'll be, how hot it'll be out here. But, you know, I feel like that's going to get us ready for the season and the games.
The last day of training camp is set for August 20th before the new season begins. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Looking for a new-to-you ride? For over 70 years, customers have trusted Rusty Egg Ford with quality vehicles and exceptional service. We have 500 used cars available with 150 Ford Blue Advantage certified. From fuel-efficient cars to tough trucks and versatile SUVs, you'll find quality, value, and selection all in one place. That's peace of mind with every mile. Buy with confidence at Rusty Egg Ford. Visit RustyEggFord.com. Family-owned and simply the best place to buy. See dealer for details.
We see the urgent threat of climate change every day. Tornadoes in Texas, drought in Europe, typhoons in the Philippines. But what don't we see? How the climate crisis hits vulnerable people the hardest, women and girls. That's why CARE helps the world's most marginalized people build resiliency and fight for a more just and sustainable world. You can help. Learn more at care.org/climate.
Fans of the TBT tournament are coming down after the championship game that happened yesterday and after some fans got a little more than they paid for with a brawl that broke out last week as the Wichita Aftershocks ended up losing and ending their run at the tournament at Koch Arena in Wichita. As Cake News reports that fans are still talking about the brawl that happened with the Aftershocks and the JHX Hoops, with parents saying that many children ended up watching the event and had panic attacks.
They're like super, super close. Like their hands are very long and and they went into the guardrail, so I was scared.
All of a sudden, they were fine, and then they were on the floor, and everybody's just dogpiling, and you're like, oh my goodness, what's going on? He comes out, and he's just crying, and he's holding his chest, and I was like, whoa, what happened, baby? And he said, my chest just really hurts. Like, I can't breathe. My chest is hurting. It feels like there's, like, something in me. Like, I can't get it out.
The TBT says they are looking forward to another year in 2027. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
K-State fans, Colin Klein is back, and you can see him on the sidelines for the first time as head coach of the Wildcats on Saturday, September 5th. To celebrate the return of number 7, you can now get $7 off all home opener tickets. Just visit kstatesports.com/tickets, add Nichols tickets to your cart, and enter promo code CK7 at checkout. Order now to pack Bill Snyder Family Stadium 50,000 strong for the return of Coach Klein. Go Cats!
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Tension in Marysville is a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Great career opportunities include operations, sales, customer service, accounting, tech, and administrative support. Go online to tensioncorp.com for the Careers tab for more details on currently available opportunities. And apply today with Tension Corporation in Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't send that drought-stressed houseplant to the compost pile just yet. You may be able to revive it. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Vacations and busy schedules may result in neglected houseplants suffering from a lack of water. Most potting mixes are soilless and contain organic materials like peat moss that shrink away from the pot and harden when overly dry. Water runs over the surface, down the side of the pot, and out the drainage hole without moistening the potting mix. Start the recovery process by loosening the potting mix surface with a fork. Then set the pot in warm water until the potting mix is moistened and you no longer see bubbles in the water. Remove the pots from the water and allow them to drain. Place in a cool, well-lit location and wait for a few hours. If you intervened in time, the leaves will perk up in a few hours. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today's Olympic athletes may be able to devote many hours to training for their big event. Nearly a century ago, this group of Olympians was first simply focused on having a job during the Depression. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the crop tour finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
In the 1930s, many businesses across America sponsored basketball teams as a way to get their name into the public. In McPherson, Kansas, the Globe Refinery had a premier team under Coach Gene Johnson, considered by many to be the father of modern basketball. Rich Hughes, author of Netting Out Basketball, 1936, says Johnson developed the zone press, fast break, and dunking the basketball.
Gene Johnson's services for a year could be had for $1,500. Of course, a dollar went a lot further in those days, but for $1,500, he was tasked with bringing the best players that he could find to McPherson, Kansas.
Johnson was a top-shelf coach who could bring the best talent to McPherson. For winning teams like this one or the Universal Pictures team in Hollywood, California, the wages were similar, and each player was expected to work a job just like other non-athletes at the company.
They were in that $100 a month range, working at the refinery, or in the case of Universal Pictures, being a grip in a film studio.
There may have been a little extra money for playing on the basketball team, but for the most part, players were just glad to have a job during the Depression and enjoyed what small perks their sport afforded them.
They took some road trips during the year. They jumped into two Model Ts and traveled to Louisiana in the dead of winter. So maybe that was bonus enough not to have to go to the refinery for 10 days.
James Naismith invented basketball in 1891. The game grew quickly in popularity, and by 1904, there was a basketball exhibition at the Olympic Games held in St. Louis. But it wasn't until 1936 that teams like McPherson and Universal Studios had a chance to compete for the right to go to the Olympics. And it's the story of that team and the Olympics that we continue next time as we travel the countryside. In McPherson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Why did the chicken cross the road? I know the answer. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Learn how to keep your chickens away from the road and why they're attracted to it in the first place as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Drive a rural road every day to work. I pass by a small farm with free-ranging chickens, and quite often at least one of the birds is right on the edge of the road. I would feel really bad if I hit one or cause an accident by swerving to avoid it. Why do chickens cross the road? David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says it's actually the gravel on and along the roadside that the chickens are drawn to. They like to pick at pebbles in the gravel that help with digestion and also dust themselves in it.
Make sure you have a place for them to dust and pick around in gravel. Make sure you provide them with a calcite and everything in a designated place away from the road so they'll have less of a tendency to want to go out there.
How far your chickens wander also depends on the breed and how docile they are. Some are more likely to stick around the coop than others, but Frame says, hands down, fencing is the best way to keep chickens away from the road.
And this could be just as easy as chain link. That will usually keep most chickens in. 4 foot is the minimum I would recommend on busy roadways or where your chickens are close to roadways. That's at least go up to 6 foot chain link fence in there.
Frame says electric fencing can be used as a temporary option, and it also works well in deterring raccoons and other predators. Around the chicken coop, he recommends penning them in with half-inch galvanized hardware cloth. Locate the coop as far away from the road as you can and condition the birds to stay close to it. If they know this is where the shelter, food, and water is, they may not be as tempted to wander. Find more tips to keep your chickens from crossing the road at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
Proverbs 15:16 says, "Better a life with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil." Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. A bigger paycheck can be a good gift, but it is not always the same thing as a better life. Sometimes more income comes with hidden costs, more stress, less time at home, a strained marriage, neglected health, or a hurried walk with God. And when that happens, Scripture invites us to ask whether the price is too high. This isn't about despising income. Work is good, provision is a gift, and wise planning matters. But when you're weighing a new opportunity, don't just ask what it pays, ask what it requires. A smaller life with peace before God is far richer than great wealth surrounded by turmoil. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details.
Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
Farm production costs were up last year, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The recent USDA Farm Expenditures Report shows a mixed bag for farm production costs. USDA Chief Economist Justin Benavidez says the livestock and poultry sector saw production costs rise the most.
It's that purchase of that intermediate animal for further growth that winds up being the biggest expense. And it did go up year over year, which makes sense when you think about the cost of buying, say, feeder cattle or maybe buying lightweight calves to put into a stocker operation. Those animals were all more valuable. And so in that factor alone, we saw an increase in the cost of livestock and poultry category.
Benavidez noted that corn farmers as a whole took a hit.
Farm production expenditures are estimated at $490 billion for 2025, which was up from the previous year by about 2%, right around 1.9% for total production expenses.
Which, says Benavidez, means others in the crop sector raised the average.
Crop farm total expenditures decreased about 6.6%. Total crop inputs, so we think about chemicals, fertilizers, and seeds, were about $70.6 billion, which generally accounts for about a third of total crop farm expenditures. And they, in some cases, were flat and in some places went up. It was a bit of a mixed bag.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several recent new truck trades, including a like-new 24 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ package, under 27,000 miles. A 2023 Nissan Frontier Pro 4X, 2022 Ford F-150 XL, and a 2022 Chevy Equinox and Traverse. All in on trades at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Every week, boxes of soil, forage, and water samples arrive at Oklahoma State University's Soil, Water, and Forage Analytical Laboratory with urgent questions from regional agricultural producers. Whether a grower is determining exact fertilizer rates before planting or a livestock producer is testing forage quality, the lab's core mission goes far beyond simply generating numbers. It transforms raw analytical science into actionable management decisions for producers across the region. Serving as a centralized testing hub since 1967, the facility supports all 77 Oklahoma counties while servicing clients across 38 states. In 2025 alone, the lab processed nearly 67,000 total tests, covering soil fertility, water salinity, forage composition, and livestock waste analysis. Producers submit samples through local county extension offices, where extension educators assist with proper sampling techniques and help interpret the final analysis reports. The lab relies on advanced technology alongside hands-on quality control to maintain speed and precision. Routine soil tests are typically delivered within 2 business days. Furthermore, newer technology like near-infrared reflectance spectroscopy scans forage samples in just 60 seconds to evaluate protein, fiber, and dry matter content, a process that historically took several days in a traditional wet chemistry lab. By pairing fast turnaround times with research-backed recommendations from university field trials, the lab provides localized insight at a fraction of the cost of commercial facilities. Looking ahead, Oklahoma State University plans to construct a new agronomy discovery center, providing the testing lab with modernized facilities to expand its analytical research and producer services well into the future. Keeping this testing service affordable is part of the lab's mission, with more than 90% of the lab's revenue generated from testing fees, which help cover personnel, equipment, and other day-to-day costs. The result is a laboratory that functions as both a high-tech analytical facility and a practical service unit.
Fall season is finally here. Are you ready? You will be with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned right here all season long as we give you updates directly from the farm with harvest updates across the country. From Texas all the way up to the Dakotas, we have your daily crop progress reports, quality reports, harvest delays, co-op and price updates on your crop, and so much more. Let us help you have a successful harvest this year, and it all starts right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. Winnegar Drilling offers water well drilling, water well service, trenching services, and so much more. Give them a call today, 316-729-5881, or find them online at winnegardrilling.com.
Winnegar Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
Attention farmers and livestock owners looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals. Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up to the minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Artificial intelligence chatbots are trained to have human-like conversations. Learn how this technology can be used in ag. That's today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
ChatGPT is an artificial chatbot, which according to the company interacts in a conversational way. The dialogue format makes it possible for the chatbot to interact with humans. Mark Arnish, president and CEO of Eastern Colorado-based Mark Arnish Farms, does see some value for his operation in using this AI chatbot.
And so I asked it a very complex marketing plan, a marketing plan that surfaces on craft grain and spirits business. You know, how can we grow that space? And the direction and the things that it asked me to consider and talked about my process in order has been fantastic. We literally went down the checklist of number one, number two, number three, number four.
On the flip side, he says there could be some detriment to the ag industry.
But imagine the day when artificial intelligence is the predictive analytics that pushes our market in one direction or another. How, as farmers, do we defend that?
Arnish says one thing that AI platforms like ChatGPT can do is help farmers graduate from precision ag to decision ag.
As a farmer, that's what I struggle with the most, is I have all of this information coming to me. How do I make an intelligent decision? That's the holy grail. Imagine a day when you wake up and you're touring your farm, you're looking in the field, you're walking the crop, and predictive analytics or artificial intelligence will tell you what's going on in your field and give you three or four solutions.
ChatGPT is open source software and is free for anyone to use. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com. I'm Lori Boyer.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
A Kansas State University Precision Agricultural Specialist has done a deep dive into how language in agricultural publications has evolved over the decades. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. Through the use of historic information from digitized articles in the journal American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers, Terry Griffin was able to analyze changes in key words such as farm, economics, and risk, along with the length of titles and even the number of authors for each paper.
Up to 1960, 1970, a sole author was the most common. In 1980 is when multiple authors and sole authors each held half of the papers. So we've looked at the charts over time, and it's a mirror image. So in the last 30 years, multiple authors has been nearly 100% of all papers. Well, you know, sole authors are roughly 10% of papers during the last 30 years.
Griffin thinks the increase in authors reflects the change in how research is conducted and funded.
Complexity of interdisciplinary work is part of it. So it's not just a economist working on the project and maybe one or two economists, an animal scientist or agronomist and an engineer. I think a lot of it's more teamwork. And part of the teamwork, I do believe, comes from the way funding agencies require interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary projects. And some of the time, you know, if you've ever applied for grants from the federal government, it's also a multi-institutional. So it's not just K-State specialists on a project. It may be K-State, Nebraska, University of Georgia. Because of funding requirements, bring more people to the table. And I think that's part of this number of authors.
In looking at the language changes in agricultural publications over the last 9 decades, Griffin expects today's advances in technology to have the same impact on the language in agricultural publications moving forward.
If we look at the history of this journal, 90 years, when it started, let's just say 1940, you know, at that time, we had no idea that satellite signals would be helping us drive tractors through the field to make parallel passes. That would have been, well, we didn't even really have tractors being critical mass of farms in 1940. The words like the internet, satellite, automated guidance, digital were not even in the vernacular, you know, or even in a thought. Even our engineers in 1940 was not thinking about these things. Today, there's been papers that have focused on digital agriculture, artificial intelligence, how farmers use the internet. And so it will change. It will become part of the vernacular, the part of the language that is used moving forward.
That was K-State Precision Agricultural Specialist Terry Griffin. For a link to the full article, go to agmanager.info. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through Tuesday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we continue to have all red numbers across the board, and that has not changed since the start of the day. Over in the seeds market, these numbers remain mostly lower across the board, with just a couple of green numbers hanging on. And for the livestock, we've had a turnaround once again, as the cattle are now back to being all higher, and the hogs follow. In the corn market, September corn down 7 cents at 442 and a quarter, and December also down 7 cents at 465 and a half. Kansas City wheat for September down a dime at 707 and a quarter, and December down 9 and a half at 724 and a half. In the oats market, September oats down 5 and a quarter at 310 and three quarters, and December down 6 cents at 330 and three quarters. In the bean market, September beans down 15 and three quarters at 1158 even, and November down 16 and a quarter at 1176 and a quarter. Soybean meal for September down 240 at 313 even, and October down 280 at 314 even. Soybean oil for September down 83 cents at 67.96, and October down 83 cents as well at 67.58. In the canola market, November canola up 390 at 762.10, and January up 440 at 771.90. In the cotton market, December cotton down 24 cents at 82.33, and March down 20 cents at 83.93.
Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up a penny at 99.80, and December is slightly up at 99.49. The euro for September is higher to $1.15, and the same goes for December in the green at $1.15. And the Japanese yen for September is slightly down to 63 cents, and December is in the red as well at 64 cents. Taking a look at our afternoon stock market numbers, the Dow leaps 1,000 points, fueled by earnings and hopes for Hormuz Strait deal. With the Dow Jones currently up 990 points at 54,168, the S&P 500 up 136 points at 7,736, and the Nasdaq up 645 points at 26,559. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service and test drive a Walker mower. Walker mowers' compact design for easy maneuvering, out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments help maintain a beautiful, healthy lawn. Walker is fast and efficient, saving you time and money. Explore the Walker Advantage and test drive a Walker mower at Maximum Outdoor, south of Kellogg on West Street and south of 21st and Andover Road, or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks continue their run for the records today, with the Dow Jones gaining 800 points this morning and approaching 54,000. The S&P was up 1.3% going into the lunch hour. The Nasdaq was almost 2% higher. Half the states in the nation are now suing the Trump administration over the latest round of tariffs, saying they're just a replacement for the tariffs struck down by the Supreme Court. But the latest round of import fees is being issued under a different law. The National Association of Realtors says home prices rose in 80% of metro markets during the second quarter of 2026. That's up from 71% in the first quarter. 5% of the cities recorded double-digit home price gains. And we're barely into August, but fans of fall are preparing for the return of the pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks. The coffee giant says that fan favorite will be back August 25th. Rival Dunkin', meanwhile, has announced the return of its fall pumpkin menu on August 19th. Jim Ryan.
KNDY.
If you like working with your hands and seeing a finished product come to life, Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring welders, assemblers, wet painters, and machinists. Offering competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus. The benefit package including 401k, health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance. Apply online at landall.com/careers. EEO vets and disability welcome.